welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope that you are having a great day wherever you are and whatever you are doing. We are going to conclude this series on Because I'm Saved with Lesson 8, Because I'm Saved, I Strain Toward What's Ahead. I hope that you have enjoyed this series thus far, and this is the first time you're listening to this series on Because I'm Saved. There are 7 other episodes before this one, talking about different ways that saved people need to live, the things that they need to do, varying from serving, to studying, to sacrificing, submitting, knowing how to speak. And today we're going to conclude the series by talking about being people who strain toward what's ahead. Said in another way, we can't be people who live in the past, because we can only live in the present and then prepare for the future. I heard someone say one time, you know, the past is kind of like going to visit your in-laws. You can visit from time to time, but you don't want to stay there. Well, you need to view your life in that same way. It's okay to think about the past from time to time and to think about things that maybe you wish you had done differently, or even to remember things that you've done well, but you can't stay there. You live in the present and you prepare for the future. And the Apostle Paul made a very similar statement inspired by the Holy Spirit in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Paul says that he is straining toward what is ahead because he is a saved individual. There are 3 statements in that passage that really stick out to me that I want to mention today. 3 statements for remembering how we are to strain toward what's ahead. The first one is not yet. Paul says in verse 12, "Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already been made perfect." If you put the text in context, you know that the "this" is what he is referring to in the verses before when he's talking about knowing Christ, the power of the resurrection, and sharing in his suffering. I think it's interesting that when Paul writes these words, he is sitting in prison because of his faith. He seems to be a pretty committed individual. And even Paul says, "I haven't obtained everything I want to obtain." What does that tell us about Paul's character? Well, first of all, it says he's humble. He's not thinking more of himself than he should. He's hungry to continue to grow. But secondly, he's aware. He knows what he needs to do to get where he wants to be. Many people want to do more in their life, but they lack the awareness to know how to get there, how to improve. Paul knew exactly where to focus, knowing Christ, the power of the resurrection, and sharing in his sufferings. This kind of echoes what Paul wrote at the beginning of the book in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, when Paul said, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." I love that idea that God is never done working in us and through us. As we work to grow closer to Him, God continues to work on our heart, transforming us into the likeness of His Son. And clearly this was happening even decades into Paul's journey of following Jesus. The second phrase that really pops out is the phrase, "press on." Paul says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. In his writings throughout the New Testament, especially in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul really loved to use the metaphor of a runner in the games. Before the Olympics, in Paul's day, there were the Pythian Games, which were even more competitive. And if you look back at the Stadium of Delphi, 4th or 3rd century BC, you can see pictures of this original Colosseum where over 6,500 spectators would gather to watch people run the races. Interesting fact that when Paul says, I strain toward what's ahead, that word for strain or straining is the only time that it's used in the New Testament. It means to reach out. When you look at pictures of Olympian runners like Usain Bolt, as he's nearing the finish line, he is straining, he is reaching out, and he is putting everything he has into that race. And if you look at the look on his face, it looks a little bit painful. I mean, he's grimacing because he's given it all that he has. When we strain toward what's ahead as God's people, we don't quit and we don't just casually run. We give it all that we have. You know, many people retire from business, but we never retire from our service to God. If anything, we just pick up speed the longer we run because we have the experience and wisdom to offer, the ability to influence that we did not have in the beginning. But then there's that third phrase, forget what is behind. After Paul says, not yet, and after Paul says, press on, Paul says, I forget what is behind me as I strain toward what is ahead. Which is harder for you, to forget past failure or to forget past success? Being in Dallas and being a sports junkie, I think about two Dallas figures in Dallas professional teams that people are very familiar with. One is Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys. The other is Nolan Ryan, who was the famous pitcher for the Texas Rangers. You know, Jerry Jones and Nolan Ryan approached and continue to approach their sports with a very different mindset. Jerry Jones loves to talk about how the Cowboys are America's team. The Cowboys haven't won anything since 1995. Jerry Jones is living in the past, and to be honest, as most Cowboys fans will say, he's the one that prevents us from having success today or in the future. Nolan Ryan, however, played professional baseball into his mid-40s. Nolan Ryan would show up to the field several hours early and would throw long toss with a football before he even grabbed a baseball. And then after pitching sometimes a full game, Nolan Ryan would get on an exercise bike for another 45 minutes. Even though Nolan Ryan was the strikeout king and had 7 no-hitters and did all of these incredible things, he never stopped wanting to grow. He still was hungry to accomplish more. Nolan Ryan would not focus on past success or failure, but only on future success. Jesus says very clearly that if we look back in our lives, we can't advance. He said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Are you looking back? Are you focusing more on yesterday than on today or tomorrow? That's not how saved people live. Because we're saved, we strain toward what's ahead. As always, thank you for spending some of your time with me here today at Road Talk. I hope that you have enjoyed this series. I'd encourage you to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends, but most of all, keep your eyes on heaven. God bless, and I can't wait to talk with you next time.